Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today. As you know, if you've been with us this week, I've been sharing with you a sermon I recently preached to a congregation in Hong Kong. Perhaps you have noticed in the audio, it does not sound like I am preaching live to a group of living and breathing persons. You do not hear the usual background noises associated with taped sermons, coughing, movement of the chairs, and the like. Good observation. I delivered this message via video, taped right here in my home near Boston, Massachusetts, and delivered clear across the world by the internet. Probably you are not waking up on Sunday morning and going to a building where your church meets. Neither are the Christians in Hong Kong. So pastors are preaching the Bible via video streaming online. What you are about to hear is part four of my sermon titled, God is Self-Existent. In this message, I reflect on Jesus' insight into who God is found in John 5, verse 26, where Jesus says, "The Father has life in himself." Just a reminder that I am at a point in the message where I am giving three implications for God's self-existence, for God being totally independent of any other being, including independent of people. I'll reference the first two implications in what you are about to hear, and then the third. Quickly to review, the first implication of God's self-existence is that he is independent in his thinking, and the second is that he is independent in his actions. And now we come to the third. God is independent in his will. God's will and God's actions are closely related, but there's a slight distinction. On this point about the will of God, I want to share with you a few scriptures. And what I'm going to do is to start at Revelation 4 and verse 11, because this verse, at the end of the Bible, reflects on the divine will in creation in the first book of the Bible. Listen now to the revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 4 and verse 11. "Worthy are you, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and because of your will they existed and were created." In terms of context, this is a repeated chorus of praise sung by the 24 elders in heaven who fall down before the Lord and worship him, and give particular attention to what they say about God in the second half of the verse. "You created all things, and because of your will they existed." Did you hear it? God's will. God used his will to create all things. And let's watch God do it. So follow me now back to the first book of the Bible, Genesis, and I will read Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. Then God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light." And of course, when you read on from there, you see what else God created. And please emphasize this in your mind. Verse 2, "The Spirit of God was moving." I love that image of God moving. The self-existent God is bringing the whole world into existence, and he is doing it by his will. As Augustine said, God wills everything that happens. Augustine said, God wills everything that happens. And God has willed the creation into existence. For example, light. There is no light if God had not willed light. If God had not said, "Let there be light," then we would not have light. I want to bring in Psalm 33 here. Listen now to Psalm 33, verses 6 and 9. This is Psalm 33, verses 6 and 9. "By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth all their host. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast." Yes, amen. God creates by his will. God's creation is an implication of his self-existence. Only God has what it takes to create the heavens and the earth, and then everything and everyone on the earth. And God has those resources within himself. He exists within himself. There's no resource outside of himself that God requires in order to create. Whereas, we certainly have to call upon resources beyond ourselves if we want to create. Let me give you an example. I am running out of shelf space for my many books. Now, if I decided, I think I will build myself a bookcase, then I cannot just speak and poof, a bookshelf appears. And I do not have the resources within myself to make a bookcase. What do I have to do? I'm in the United States, so I must get in the car and go to a hardware supply store and buy the wood and the lacquer and the hammer and the nails and the level, all those tools, and then put all that in my car and drive home and start building. See, I am not self-existent, but God is self-existent. So God just speaks, and whatever he speaks is then created. Done. It's that easy for God. God creates by his will. And what else does the self-existent God do by his will? By his will, God forgives our sins and makes us his children. Christian people are God's children. Don't miss this. By his will, God forgives our sins and makes us his children. I'm thinking of Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 5. This is Ephesians 1 verse 5. He predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will. God has made us his sons. God has made us his daughters. And how has he done this? First, he predestines Christians. Second, he adopts Christians. Third, he gives the Christian Jesus Christ. Fourth, he gives us kindness. And what is driving this? His will. By his will, God forgives our sins and makes us his children. Now, Ephesians 1 verse 5 requires a full exposition that I do not have time for today. But it is the final two words of the verse that I'm highlighting for us. His will. So that if you are in Christ, then you are saved from your sin because of God's will for you. It has happened that you are a believer, and therefore God has willed it. This is what the Bible teaches. God's will is an implication of his self-existence. The will of God is formed within himself. He wills out of his being. That's why we ask the question, what is God's will? And when we ask it, we are asking because we are dependent on God. But he never asks us what we want his will to be, because God is not dependent on us. God never says, my will is whatever you want it to be. He's not a genie that pops out of a bottle and asks about our wishes that become his commands. Too many people try to treat God this way, but God rejects them. I am not saying that God does not reveal his will, because certainly he does. But it is his independent will. It is not our will for his will, or our will for ourselves does not become God's will. God's independence shows strong in his will. We have discussed three implications for God's self-existence, for God's independence, and here they are again. First, God is independent in his thinking. Second, God is independent in his actions. And third, God is independent in his will. We're thinking about God's life today. God has the ground of his existence within himself. God is self-existent. God is independent. And this is what Jesus means when he says in John 5, verse 26, the Father has life in himself. Now, so what? How does this apply to our lives? first. Because God is independent of us and we are dependent on Him, we cannot reject what God is doing in our lives. We can only accept what God is doing. Do not reject God, but accept God. Second, because God is independent of us and we are dependent on Him, worship God. Let us lift our eyes off of ourselves and our circumstances and look to Holy God. Let us behold His majesty. Who is God? He is self-existing. He does not need us, and yet He created us, and He loves us. Worship the God who, while not needing you, made you and loves you. And third, because God is independent of us and we are dependent on Him, run to and cling to Jesus, God's Son and our Savior from sin. Jesus' life is what makes it possible for us to know, to love, and to have a dynamic relationship with the living, self-sufficient God. Read all of John 5, verse 26. For just as the Father has life in Himself, even so He gave to the Son also to have life in Himself. Jesus has life in Himself because Jesus is God. Do you want to have an abundant life? Then give your life to Christ. Live your life by His life. Invest your life in Jesus and He will give you everlasting, abundant life. He has life and He will give you His life if you will honor Him as Lord. Well, friends, I'm back live and that concludes the sermon, God is self-existent. I pray that you will not reject what God is doing in your life, but accept it. I pray that you will worship God, and I pray that you will run to and cling to Jesus. I hope that you will enjoy your weekend worshiping our great God, and then come back here and join me again on Monday, for God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.